Hi, Joey. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for asking. So I know someone from the call center said that you called in and you had some questions about your account.
Yeah, you never did send me that cancellation stuff.
Oh, I can't send it to you until we take care of the past due balance. Remember, we reduced it to $29 for you. And I think you said you were going to get it paid closer to the holidays. And then once it does pay, I can cancel it. Just so you know, it's saying that the card that we have on file is expired. So perhaps they sent you a new one with a different expiration.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We have the Visa ending in 7317.
All right.
Mm-hmm. What expiration do you have on that card? Mine says January of 2027.
Well, I mean, I'm not gonna give it to you over the phone.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know that. You know, I told y'all I could cancel it or to cancel it. Y'all didn't. So I mean,
the problem is you have $249 past due from December 11th. Told you I can help you out and override that, but on January 11th, that automatically reoccurs to $498 and so on and so forth per the terms and conditions and the voice verification recording that we have on file. So,
yeah, well, you also have a voice verification. I told her to cancel it.
Yeah, and I remember I went back and listened to that call personally, and it did say, you didn't say cancel it, actually. You said, oh, how do I cancel? And then she started talking to you about how they needed to verify the Google verification and that you're on a month-to-month subscription. And then you continued with the call, and it went on for 16 minutes, and you finished the client interview, and you never brought it up again. And then even after that call, you called with, like, some updates to the account and stuff. So you knew at that point that it wasn't canceled. It was still going.
Okay, I'm not trying to be rude. But
yeah.
I've taken no steps into pursuing this. I don't know what – I mean, I don't know how you get it confused. You know, I haven't – like I said, I told her I didn't want to send her my Facebook info. All this, that, and the other. All I'm asking you to do is cancel it and be done with it. Just be done with it.
Right.
If I have to go further.
December 11th, we could have done that with no further charges. But you have to understand something also, Joey. The website we built for you, deepsouthland.net, we charge $2,500 for those sites if you call and you order it on a standalone site. Whoever signed you up included it in the package. And now, yes, you're on a month-to-month subscription where you can cancel at any time, but we don't even break even on the cost incurred even getting the site up and running until you've been with us for 6 months. So, you know, you have to understand that, you know, even if you didn't add people to your Facebook or what have you, there's still the website, the directories, the Google optimization, the mobile platform, the programming, the trusted citations, a lot of work that's taking place behind the scenes. So, you know,
ma'am,
and
y'all haven't done nothing but built a website. Y'all haven't advertised. Y'all haven't done any, because I'm not Google verified.
Right.
There's no
because
way.
It says in the terms that first page placement, as far as the Google verification goes, takes 45 to 60 days. So it's always the second month that you see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition. And your account went into suspension at the 30-day mark. So you didn't get to the part where it's going to explode and do good things for your business, you know. And on top of that, it said that there is a Google phone verification available. And I think when I asked you if we could send the PIN verification via phone, you said you weren't interested in doing that. You just wanted to cancel. So, you know, there's certain things that, you know, you have to do on your end in order to get that Google business page optimized. You know what I mean? So, and then we do all the rest of the work.
So, what can I do to keep y'all from calling me? I'm not trying to be mean or rude, like I said.
So,
I'm tired of passing.
Yeah, no, all you have to do, Joey, is just pay the one-time payment of $29. That will cancel the account, and it would prevent further charges. And that's what I already got an override to do. I reduced the past due balance from $249 to $29, and I thought that last we spoke, you were agreeable to that, because I put in the notes that you said that you would pay that closer to the holidays. And then it says, I adjusted the invoice. I sent the login for him to pay on the dashboard. Once paid, still cancel due to him closing his business. So that's what we had discussed, that, you know, you didn't even need the site or anything because you closed your business. So that's what I was going to do.
I guess what I got out of that was you were going to send me a login to my dashboard and I could cancel it there.
Oh, when you log into the dashboard, that allows you to update your billing information, because I think you just said, oh, I'm not going to give you my expiration over the phone. I'm like, okay.
Yeah,
I'd rather not. Right. So you don't have to do it over the phone. You can go online and just enter it on the dashboard if that makes you feel more comfortable. But we already have the Visa card number stored, so you don't have to give that. All you have to do is update the expiration if you wanted to take care of it right now. And just to let you know, we're VeriSign secured company up to transactions up to $150,000 over the phone. And that's because we also work with big corporations such as Vivint Security and Extra Space Storage. We've worked with Subway Sandwich and Anytime Fitness. So we have a VeriSign secured system, and our billing information is encrypted. So it's very safe with us. But of course, if you feel more comfortable, you know, just going on and updating the expiration on the dashboard, I respect that also. And you can do it that way if you like.
Okay. So whenever I'm going to just do it over the phone to be done with it.
Okay. Yeah. And then you'll get a confirmation that it's canceled within, you know, a couple of minutes. We could do it right away. So yeah, if it still ends in 7317, like I said, that number is stored. I don't have to get it. But what's the expiration?
No, what I'm asking is, it's going to be a $30 charge, correct?
Yeah, $29. There's no taxes or surcharges.
Not $29.
Right. I already got that overridden. The only way it would, you know, continue to reoccur at $250 is if it wasn't taken care of by January 11th. But you're taking care of it now. So the override that I got to do the $29, that still sticks.
Okay. And this is a cancellation fee, correct?
It's the 1 month of the hosting fee for the website, which is the rock bottom that I could charge in order to get the account current. And then once the account's current, I can cancel it. Because that's the problem, is you were asking to cancel it when it was past due. So we just have to bring it current. And then once it's current, then I can cancel it, no problem.
Okay, and there will not be any more charges, correct?
There will not be any more charges. You're going to get a confirmation of a cancellation with your cancellation number within a couple of minutes.
Okay. All right. My expiration is 1227.
1227. Okay. And the code?
Hang on. 924.
Okay. So let me get the authorization, and then I'll process the cancellation, and then you'll be good to go. So just bear with me here. I'm so glad you did it this way, too, because that way it saves you a lot of money in the long run. So, okay, I got the green light for you, so you're good to go there. And then let me go ahead and cancel it. And then you said you no longer have the business. I have to select a reason. Okay, so both went through. The $29 charge went through, which was your final payment, and then the cancellation also went through. So you're going to get an email within the next couple of minutes that it's been canceled. That way you don't have to worry about any further charges. And if you want to, just as a reference, you can take down my direct extension and number if you want to have it, but you won't have any further problems.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it's 877-635-6225, extension 777, and my name again is Tina.
Okay, thank you, Miss Tina.
Oh, you're very welcome, and thanks for taking care of that, Joey, and have a great rest of your week, too.
Yes, ma'am. All right.
Thank you. Bye.